Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise yesterday's Avyakta Murli. I would like to start with our favorite Alice. So Alice has landed up in Wonderland. Okay. And she comes in that Wonderland and she is roaming about since morning. She is little hungry. And she has lost her way, and so she is in front of that caterpillar. There was a caterpillar there sitting, and he was smoking hookah. And so Alice reaches that caterpillar. So caterpillar all of a sudden asks Alice, "Who are you?" So she says, "I know who I was in the morning. I remember who I was in the morning. But throughout the day, I have changed my size so many times that I don't know now who I am." Caterpillar asks her, "Who are you?" So she says, "I know what I was in the morning, but throughout the day, sometimes she is becoming small, sometimes she is becoming big. There are all miraculous things happening with Alice." So she says, "Now I don't know who I am. Morning I knew who I was. Now I don't know because I have changed my shapes." This is one part. Second part, she comes to that Cheshire cat. So that Cheshire cat asks Alice, she asks that Cheshire cat, tell me which way I have to go. From here, where should I go? Which way I should go? Because she is lost in that Wonderland. So that Cheshire cat says, that depends on where you want to go. So she says, "I don't care about where I want to go." Then he says, "Then it doesn't matter which way you want to go." So there are two questions here. One, every human being is lost. He knows what he is in the morning, but throughout the day, he plays so many parts that in the evening, he doesn't know who is he. So first is this, who am I? And second is, where he wants to go? He doesn't care. So the cat says, "Then it doesn't matter where you want, which way you take." So man also doesn't know where he has to go. So there are two questions. One, who I am, and second, where I have to go. Who I am, there is utter ignorance about this. And second, where I want to go. And this is the path of spirituality where you also come across so many obstacles. So many obstacles. And this is the path of spirituality. In yesterday's Murli, Baba has discussed 8 different type of obstacles. Rather, to call it obstacles, it would be better to call them illnesses or diseases. So 8 different diseases. And Baba has come as a supreme doctor, as supreme physician. When I was reading that Murli, I remembered one very good, I will say, poem or song by Swami Vivekananda. I will have to sing it because it cannot be said. There is a very good song he has composed in his own handwriting that's actually in Sanskrit. So it says, Shakti Samudra Samutha Tarangam Darshita Prema Vijimbi Tarangam Samshaya Rakshasa Nasham Ahastram Yami Gurum Sharanam Bhava Vaidyam. So he says, he is invoking his Guru, "You come, Yami Gurum Bhava Bhaya Vaidyam." He is the physician of the maladies of this samsara. The samsara is suffering from so many diseases. Yami Guru Gurum Bhava Bhaya Vaidyam. Advayatatvasamahitachittam Projvala Bhakti Patavritavritam Karma Kalevara Madhuta Cheshtam Yami Gurum Sharanam Bhava Vaidyam Naradeva Deva Jaya 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 Naradeva. Again he is saying, ki my Guru is like the wave of that ocean of power. He is filled with that cloth of devotion and he is invoking, "Now you come, you are the physician. संशय राक्षस नाश महस्त्रम, यू आर द वेपन दैट डिस्ट्रॉयज द डीमन ऑफ डाउट, सो यू कम, यू कम. सो गॉड इज नोन एज वैद्यनाथ, वैद्यनाथ, ही इज नोन एज भव वैद्यम, यामि गुरु शरणम भव वैद्यम, आई हैव सरेंडर्ड अन टू यू, प्लीज कम एंड रिलीव मी फ्रॉम ऑल द डिसीजेस. सो बाबा हैज टॉक्ट अबाउट 8 डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ डिसीजेस. First I will name and then in short some discussion. First disease, bodily disease. Second disease, sleeplessness, insomnia, anidra. Third disease, overthinking, question, confusion. Fourth disease, fear of maya, fear. Fifth disease, that is last eighth. Fifth disease, what is the fifth disease in yesterday's? Intolerance, lack of tolerance. So that is intolerance. Then conflict. And sixth, seventh is getting conflict, and seventh is jealousy, and eighth is getting upset. So there are 8 different types of diseases he described. And treatment for each one of them. First, we will come to bodily disease. If you have disease in the body, what you should do? The treatment is happiness. Stay happy. Remain happy. And when you remain happy, the pain will reduce. The pain will disappear. The pain will run away. So the treatment for bodily disease, even if the body is diseased, even if the body is sick, ill, that should not disturb your mind. You, with the happiness of the mind, you move this body. And that is an exercise. The exercise is a medicine, and your happiness is the blessing. So, this is the treatment for bodily disease. What is the treatment? So, find out ways. What is the homework from this? What are the different ways to stay happy in life? What way I should stay happy? What are those reasons that take away my unhappiness? So, first is this. Second disease is sleeplessness. Not getting sleep, anidra, insomnia. So Baba said, sit in yoga and sing the glories and the praises of the Father, and you will fall to sleep. So again, here it is the happiness. So the treatment for first two diseases is happiness and meditation. Happiness and remembrance. These are the two medications for two diseases. The third disease is, what is the third disease? Confusion, questioning, or overthinking. Small thing is there and you keep on thinking about it day in, day out, till no end. You're just thinking about the same thing. There is no end to that. So Baba said, become asochita, or think less. But now the question is how to think less. It is impossible to stop the flow of the thoughts. The way here is detached observer. As if I am a tree, the mind is tree, and the thoughts are birds. Though birds are coming and birds are going, but nothing is permanent. The old birds are coming and they have gone. The new birds have come and they have gone. I remain the same. I do not identify yourself with the thoughts. Stay detached. So that is the way to reduce the number of thoughts. And practice this for a long time. Sit like this and just see. This is the screen of the mind. Thoughts are coming and going. Or this is like an inn. In his sarai or the hotel, restaurant, people come and people go out. So mind is like that. Thoughts come and thoughts go out. Nothing is permanent. So why to hold on to a particular set of thoughts? Let them, see them as a detached observer, and gradually the number of thoughts will reduce. So Baba has said overthinking, confusion or questioning, lot of things are there. So how to deal with overthinking? Everybody must find out his own way. This is a small thing, but I am overthinking about the same thing. I need to reduce this. So this is the third disease. Fourth disease is lack of, about fear of Maya. Baba said, befriend Maya. These vices, don't think they are your enemy, but befriend them. Total transformation should occur. They should become cooperative, because this Maya or circumstances or people who come as obstacle, learn from them. Learn the chapter of tolerance from them. Learn the chapter of stable and constant stage from them. Learn the chapter of becoming embodiment of peace from them. So what I need to learn from different circumstances, suppose I don't interact with anybody and I go in some cave and I stay there in isolation, in silence. So for 10 years if somebody does this and he is not interacting with the world, probably he is missing out on so many things. There is another yogi who is in the world because every new person who is coming, he is coming as with a carrying a torch. And he is shining that torch in some dark corner of my mind where some vice is hidden. And I do not know. And I can know that vice only by coming in contact with that person. Because he is coming with that torch. Suppose he insults me and then I know so much ego is still hidden in me. It's only because of him. If I stay isolated, insulated from the world, how will I know that? I will feel that yes, I have become viceless. But in fact, those vices are so subtle and they are hidden in the subconscious layers of the mind. So that is why this is the, don't fear. Make them cooperative. So this is the fourth disease, fear. Fifth, take it positively, learn from it. Overcome that fear, fear of Maya. Don't think that is a monster, Hawa. Just as in childhood, Baba said, to terrify or to make the child afraid, they show that monster will come. It's not a monster. You have made, actually that Maya wants to depart. She is bidding farewell to you. She wants to fix the time. But you are holding on it. Her. So, that is the fourth. Fifth is about lack of tolerance. Lack of tolerance. Baba said, you do not have this tolerance. Become the incarnation of tolerance. Increase the power of tolerance. Why I am so intolerant? Make a list of things I am intolerant. For example, I do not like particular person's behavior, his mannerism. I do not like particular person, the way he acts or behaves. Why? Somebody's words. Or I do not like many things. I cannot stand just. If they talk, I don't like that. So why? Baba said, understand this subtle philosophy of tolerance. If you always feel that this should change and that place should change, nothing is going to happen. You have to have the thought that I have to change. When you change, then things will change. Otherwise, no. They will not change. So, lack of tolerance is fifth. Sixth is about conflict between two people. Baba has given example of swan and stork. So, he is talking about married life. Suppose somebody just gives up suddenly, then that person keeps on pulling. If that person gives up suddenly, other person divorce, for example, then it might lead to disservice. It might happen that those who are going to come in Gyan in future may not come in Gyan. It might also happen that those who are anti now and suddenly they will become all the more cooperative with your pure wishes and good feelings. So all the things are possible. So Baba has said, first do the trial, then verify, and then also understand karma philosophy. Trial of good wishes for that person, full force. Second, verify with your seniors, take the directions and act accordingly. Because, you know, in foreign countries, lot of people, lot of couples are there. They are coming in Gyan. One person is in Gyan, another is not. So now the question is whether to divorce or not to divorce. Because if you divorce, sometimes even physically they are separated, mentally they are connected. So that should not happen. So Baba said, that's why take directions from your seniors, verify, first trial, then verify, if it doesn't work, and then you give up. And it should not happen that even after getting divorced, separated, that attachment remains. So understand the philosophy of karma deeply, and then verify, and then do it. So that is conflict. Seventh is jealousy. Because there was a conference here, okay? There was a conference in 83. Many people, almost everybody worked very hard. But only few people were given the opportunity to come on the stage or to become a speaker. So, after the conference, it so happened that many people felt, oh, these people are only praised, not we. So, Baba knew this. This is even before the pre-conference only Baba is talking about jealousy. Because he knew that something like this is going to happen. Because this was the first of its conference, never ever it has happened. So Baba said, if you feel your colleague, your equal, those who had come in Gyan with you, and suddenly he is becoming in charge or teacher, or he is given some special service, and you should not feel jealousy. You should think, who has made him, who is the instrument? Suppose Dadi or some teacher is the instrument, but even who has made that teacher the instrument? So it is the Shiv Baba ultimately. So it is Shiv Baba's work, so it is my work. And if there is a jealousy, keep Baba in between. Because where Bap is there, there is no Pap, there is no sin there. So keep him in between. So always think that it is his work and who has made him the instrument. And also one more thing, it is because of some speciality of that soul that he is given that chance. So why should not I learn from him? Why should not I imbibe that speciality within me rather than becoming jealous? Jealousy is a sin, Baba said. Jealousy is a sin. Jealousy is a very, very... It burns you. It burns you like anything. Yeah, it makes you empty. So that is the seventh. And eighth is getting upset. This is getting depressed. Somebody said something, Baba said, ask that person with what intention you said. It is a difficult task, but Baba said it. Ask that person with what intention you said. If he doesn't say anything, go to your senior. Verify with them. Verify with them, get it clear. Even in this conflict, Baba said, go to your senior, and if the person you think he is having lot of problems, he is having weaknesses, write it down and give to your seniors. But if the seniors don't pay attention, write again and give again. If again they don't pay attention and they say just give it up, then you should give it up and become carefree, nishchint. Don't think of it more. This is a very philosophical or very practical thing Baba is talking. Because the conference is there and many people are going to come, and some people are going to get more chance and some are going to get less chance. Some would be glorified, some would not be. But it is not the question of who comes on stage and who becomes the speaker. It is the, even if you are working in the kitchen, those people who are coming here, they are happy with the food. They have forgotten what they have heard, those speeches. It was only time being, only temporary, that they got impressed or whatever. They got impressed more with the food. They got more impressed with the accommodation. They are happy more for those reasons with the transport. They are happy with your good behavior, cordial behavior, they are more impressed. And we think that, see, we did not get the chance to speak our audience or like that and like that. Relating knowledge is not the only service. There are so many other services. So there is no question of having jealousy amongst you. Because jealousy is a sin. Keep Baba in between. Who has met, if you see in front of you, right under your nose, somebody is going ahead. Think, who has met that person instrument? And last point I said, upset. Getting upset. So what is the treatment for that? Understand karma philosophy. In this Brahmin family, all the karmic accounts are going to get settled through the Brahmins and not through the outside soul. It is within the Brahmin family, these Brahmins will become instrument. They will stop you from going into that Dharmaraj, land of Dharmaraja. So it's better that they get settled here only. Whether it is he, somebody might be your in charge, somebody might be your colleague, somebody might be your junior, or recently somebody has come as a sevadari. That somebody might be your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your father, your mother, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your grandson, granddaughter, anybody can come in the form of Maya. So think that in this Brahmin family, all the karmic accounts I need to settle. So there is no question of getting upset. So these are the eight different types of disease. Again, we'll revise and end the class. First disease, bodily disease. Treatment, happiness. Second, insomnia, sleeplessness. Treatment, remembrance. Third disease, lack of confusion, overthinking. Think less and think powerful thoughts. This is again another point. If I don't become yogi, then who will become yogi? It is my religion to remember him. It is the religion of the child to remember the father. It is the, if I don't become sahaj yogi, easy and constant yogi, then who will become easy and constant yogi? So create positive thoughts, powerful thoughts. So that is the treatment. Fourth is the lack of tolerance. Why I lack tolerance? Why I can't stand others? What are the causes of my intolerance? Think on that. Fifth disease is about the fear of Maya. Why do I fear? I need to befriend her. No need to fear her. Transform the vices and go beyond the vices. Get free from those vices. Next is conflict. If there is a conflict, search why there is a conflict in the conflict resolution. Learn, focus on this topic, conflict resolution. The next is jealousy. And last is depression, getting upset. So, these are the 8 different types of diseases Baba talked yesterday and their treatment. Om Shanti.